This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
Wonder who that could be. Good evening, Brady. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Brady. Good evening, Brady.
Good evening, Andrew. Good evening, Brady.
Now, this like isn't the start. I was going to say, this isn't the start of the good life. It's not Barbara and Tom. It's the James Bond affair tonight on The Affair. For the next hour, we'll be talking all things Bond because to celebrate 50 odd years of Bond, yes.
Yes.
We had a bit of an argument about that before the show.
It's 50, it's 51. Oh, it's 50-ish.
Yeah. Hey, so we're going to talk all things Bond in the last 50 odd years, but we are asking the question tonight, aren't we, about best Bond girl name.
Well, one of the most iconic things about Bond for me are the names. There are some absolutely ridiculous names. Some of the ones that spring to mind are Honey Rider, which was Ursula Andress, Plenty O'Toole, Bambi and Thumper, Fatima Blush. But there is actually a way that you can figure out your own Bond girl name. This doesn't work every time, as we're just about to find out.
Or not.
But it's a little bit like your porn star name or, you know, those other games that you play. So what we'd like you to do is figure out your Bond girl name. And the way you do that is, for your surname, it is your mother's maiden name. And for your first name, it is the first word you had for your genitals. So
Andrew, what would yours be?
Mine was Winky Gould. And Brett, yours was?
Mine was Pippi Garbin.
Pippi Garbin.
There we go. And Brady.
Other Brett.
Yeah, Percy Roberts.
And that's when it all starts to unravel.
Pretty much. So, look, if you would like to share with us your Bond girl name using that formula, please feel free to do so. Not only will you get the glory of having your embarrassing name read out on air, you can win a double pass to the Eros Shine Awards, which are being held at the Exhibition Centre on Thursday the 21st. The Eros Shine Awards, what are they, you may ask? It's a glamorous, industry-recognised awards night which celebrates both the erotic arts and adult businesses. Ooh. The event provides plenty of breaks into mainstream erotic fashion, music performance and body politics. The formidable Madame Natalia will MC with the roaming host, Bev Killick, who created a storm at last year's awards with her antics as Donatella Very Starchy. And that's all thanks to the Eros Shine Awards.
See, so it's perfect because Bond girls are always sexy, aren't they? They're sex kittens. Mm-hmm. They are the bomb. They are trying to either work against Mr. James Bond, or work with him.
Or work under him, absolutely.
Sometimes all three.
Donatella Very Starchy sounded like she could be a Bond villain.
Oh, pretty much.
My God. Hey, so guys, so obviously there's 25, 26 odd films and many songs associated. So we've picked six of probably our favourite songs tonight. The first one to start us off, it's another sort of sex kitten from the 60s, Miss Nancy Sinatra, from the 1967 film of You Only Live Twice. It's a beautiful start as well, boys. You'll listen to The Bond Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Affair. The Affair on Joy 94.9. Do you see what I did there? Bond, James Bond. That's what we're doing tonight. The Bond Affair. I kind of had to explain it because no one really knew what I was talking about.
If you have to explain it,
it didn't work.
Hey, we are talking all things James Bond because we are. We've had a bit of debate whether it was 50 years or not because Melbourne Museum at the moment, Preddy, has got 50 years of Bond.
Designing 007, 50 years of Bond style is the correct name of the exhibition. Now, do you want to know my dedication to this show, guys?
Yes.
I paid $24 plus a $4 booking fee to go and see this exhibition, not 4 hours ago, just so it would be fresh in my mind, so I could share it with you and the listeners.
That's impressive.
It is.
It also is an indication of how bad my short-term memory is that I have to do something within the previous couple of hours, and I've still had to take notes and use my pink highlighter. But anyway, okay. So look, I went to see the exhibition today. Now it's quite good. Okay, so it's called Designing 007. Okay, so there's a lot of emphasis on the design aspects of it. So there's lots of sketches of sets and things like that. And a lot of that has kind of leads into letting you see how much work goes into a film before they actually start filming, you know, like storyboards and, you know, sketch designs for costumes, but also sketch design for sets. There's miniature sets.
Yeah.
But it's quite well, I think it's about 12 rooms, and it's quite well set out in that instead of running the exhibition chronologically from Dr. No up to Skyfall, they've grouped like with like. So you kind of go in, and the first thing you go into is a gold room, which is obviously largely about Goldfinger, but they've also got all the other gold things, like the gun from the man with the golden gun. And so that's kind of all lumped in together. And then there's another big room, which is kind of it's got the casino from Casino Royale table in it, and it's got all the outfits that James Bond and all his lady friends and all his villains have worn in casino-related scenes. So it's all kind of thrown in together. And then there's another room with all the gadgets, and they're all in together. So it's quite good. Yes.
Yeah. So really, it sounds to me like it's for the fans, because the people who want to know what happens behind the scenes, and especially the costuming and
I think James Bond fans will absolutely love it. Yeah. If you've only got a kind of a passing interest in it, like it's, you know, you'll enjoy it, but a lot of the stuff like the sketches of the sets and things like that, you'll kind of go, yeah, that's great. I don't really remember that. I mean, costumes and stuff always have a broad
will. You know how like a fan goes, yes, because I this is how much of a fan I am, right? So I watched The Man with the Golden Gun this afternoon, and there's a scene where he and Scaramanga, the bad guy, right, are in this elevator going from the ground floor up, and it's this beveled edged shiny metallic elevator, which was also used in Diamonds Are Forever with a different Bond. So they actually reused some of the sets, but very subtly.
Yeah, well,
that's how much of a freak I am.
Yeah, so
Bond.
they had this set stage where like they would build these massive sets for each film. But yeah, so look, there's some key things in there. So you've got your golden gun.
Yes.
You've got your teeth, Jaws' teeth.
Jaws' teeth.
The silver munchy teeth. Yep. The obvious one, which everyone knows about, is the Aston Martin, the silver Aston Martin. So that's there. Lots of, as I said, gadgets, attaché cases, you know, things like that. For Daniel Craig fans, there's probably probably three things. One is a life-size mannequin of him wearing a very lovely Tom Ford suit. Another one, there's a martini glass that was used in Casino Royale. So, you know, you can't touch it, but like Daniel Craig's mouth has been there.
Oh.
And the blue trunks, the swimming trunks are there.
Well, it's a shame that Daniel Craig's not wearing them.
Yes. There's a photo of him wearing them behind it.
Brittany, what was your first Bond film that you remember seeing?
I think it was A View to a Kill.
Very interesting. But you've chosen for the next track a Shirley Bassey, because Bassey played three songs.
Correct.
She did three songs. She did Goldfinger, she did Moonraker, and she also did this wonderful track.
Yes. So, look, I picked this because we were listening to the kind of Bond soundtrack, I'll call it, which has got all the theme songs on it. And there's a few rubbish ones on there, I must say. But I was listening to Shirley Bassey, and I thought, you know what? Why didn't they just get Shirley Bassey to record every James Bond theme? Really? Really?
It's very interesting.
This is a great one. It's Diamonds Are Forever.
I love the start as well, Brady. You're on The Very Bond Affair on Joy 94.9.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
Joy Joy 94.9 in Melbourne, joy.org.au for the world.
Oh, that was the fabulous Shirley Bassey with Diamonds Are Forever from 1971. And it was one of Sean Connery's last Bonds before he disappeared and Roger Moore took over.
Yeah, look, do you know, everyone always raves on about Sean Connery. He's not my favourite Bond.
Who is your favourite Bond?
I think it's Roger Moore, I hate to admit.
That
yeah.
Gorgeous old camp orangutan.
It was very camp, the 70s and the early 80s with Bond. But I think I grew up on Roger Moore Bond.
I think it's that thing of whichever one you kind of see first is the one that you always think is the best kind of thing.
What? So yours was View to a Kill that you first saw. What was yours, Andy?
The first one I actually remember seeing is The Spy Who Loved Me. And I remember going to the cinema to see The Spy Who Loved Me, and I was obsessed with the car for a long time afterwards. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, wow. See, I remember seeing the very first one was Live and Let Die for me, which was Roger Moore. But the first Bond that I saw in the cinema was A View to a Kill. So I'm very happy that we'll be discussing.
Well, clearly I'm older than everybody else.
Clearly.
I didn't
want to mention it, but...
But you would have been very young. I'm surprised they let you into the cinema.
I was my mother. She was...
Oh, okay.
he snuck in under a large overcoat.
Hey, guys, we are asking the question tonight. Best Bond girl name. We do have a prize to give away, don't we, Brady?
We totally do. It's a double pass to the Eros Shine Awards on Thursday, the 21st November at the Exhibition Centre, thanks to Eros Shine Awards.
Now, how you work out your Bond girl name is your last name is your mother's maiden name, and your first name is what you would have called your genitals as a child. Yes?
That's right. It's the first thing you remember calling or the first euphemism you remember having for your genitals. So, and your mother's maiden name. So for me, as we said earlier, mine is Winky Gould.
Winky Gould.
And we've had somebody write in and tell us, it's the gorgeous Amity from Northcote. Hi, darling. And she says, hi, B-A and B, Bab. We're one letter short off ABBA.
Oh, my God, we are too.
My Bond girl name is Minnie Crowhurst. I sound like a mannish German nurse character. No, you don't at all. You sound gorgeous. You sound like somebody that would work in an overall
factory.
You could
totally be a Bond girl in a German...
I think she'd be part of the WAC.
Just
the women's land
sounds
army.
Sounds gorgeous. Minnie Crowhurst.
Minnie Crowhurst. Fabulous. More Coronation Street than 007.
It does have an air of Coronation Street.
Oh, my goodness. So Bond, Bond, Bond. So what's something else that I love about Bond films is the, like, in today's Bond film that I saw, Man with the Golden Gun, the offsider was called Odd Job. I love that. And then there's...
He was the one with the bowler hat, wasn't he?
Yes, the bowler hat.
The hat is at the exhibition.
Ah.
Fascinating fact, it was accidentally given to a fan and Eon Productions had to buy it back and they paid £62,000, I think, for it.
Wow.
Or dollars. Pounds. Yeah, so there you go.
Well, I have to say, my darling sister has texted in. Bless Sissy. Hello, lovely boys. Googie Garbin is the sister of Pippi Garbin. Not sure how that works either, Sissy.
I think it works.
Googie Garbin. Googie.
Googie and Pippi.
I am Googie Garbin, Mr. Bond.
Yes, that sounds like the Slavic, like part of the Slavic secret Googie service. Garbanovich.
She's very tall and she's got harsh lipstick,
and
I think.
And a huge muff.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It gets very cold in Sarajevo.
It really does.
It does. My goodness. But the glamorous talking about this, I do love how Bond, no matter what Bond film it is, there's always glamorous locations all over the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
So even in Casino Royale, they went to Montenegro. They started somewhere in Africa. The current film of the last Bond film
went to the glitzy
Skyfall.
Location of Scotland.
Yes,
yes.
I was actually going to say Macau and Shanghai, but they also ended up in Scotland.
Spangly Glasgow.
They did.
Now another fabulous. This is my next. The next track I'm going to play, boys, is another. It is another Roger Moore Bond, and it's one of the few which doesn't actually have the name of the film in... No. It sings it as a lyric, but it's not actually the name of the
title.
Song.
One of my faves.
It's Carly Simon. Nobody does it better, Carly. It's The Bond Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Nobody does it better.
Joy 94.9. Australia's best radio station.
It's The Affair on Joy 94.9. It's a special Bond, James Bond edition tonight. We're playing Bond music and we're talking all things Bond.
See, it worked then because you did the Bond, James Bond.
Yeah, I know.
Not The Affair. The Affair.
Could I do 94.9 Joy 94.9? No, it really doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. It's only Bond, James Bond.
Yeah.
Money, penny.
Mr. Bond.
Because it's really hard to do a Sean Connery accent.
I can't do it. Don't look
you
at me.
You can't do it. And you're normally quite... Can you have a crack?
Money, penny. No.
I'm only 66. That's the best I can do.
Yeah, no.
And even that's not very good. So, Brittany, we've got a question.
Okay, we totally have a question tonight. It's what is your Bond girl name, which I am told is the surname is your mother's maiden name. The first name is the first name you gave your private parts when you were a child.
So we've already had Googie Garbin, Pippi Garbin. We've also had the fabulous Minnie Crowhurst.
Yes.
We've had...
Winky Gould. And we've also just had Mary Jane Gould. We are related. Related.
Oh,
so that's
Mary
from my
Jane.
That's from my delightful
Mary
cousin
Jane.
Over in WA.
Subtle, isn't it?
I love Mary Jane. Anyway, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I'm Percy Roberts.
Now, boys, I'm going to test your knowledge, and for those playing at home, get ready. This is the 007 quiz.
Okay.
So first question.
Just before we start.
Oh, yes.
I would just like to say, listeners, I objected to this because I don't think I know enough. So when I lose, I'm just putting it out there. I've got an excuse.
Andrew, do you have a disclaimer as well?
No, I don't. I'm going to... win. Yeah. Okay. Only confidence.
This is probably the first question is the hardest, boys, and it gets easier. So Sean Connery was the original 007. He was an unknown actor at the time. Name one or more well-known actors of the 60s who were considered for the role. Hint, they were all English. Oh, I know.
Crickets.
Just have a crack.
Michael Caine.
Peter O'Toole.
They were Cary Grant.
Ah.
Patrick McGoonan, James Mason, and David Niven.
Wah-wah.
James Mason. Little short Bond.
Cary Grant.
That would have been divine.
Look, probably if they shot the first James Bond film in the 50s, he was getting a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so question
two. It's going
two.
Well so far.
Yeah.
Question two. Talking about David Niven, this is a true or false. Did David Niven actually get the chance to play James Bond?
Yes, he did. Casino Royale, the first one.
I'll just clarify that. It was in Casino Royale, but it was from the 1967 spoof. The first James Bond of Casino Royale was not made into a film until Daniel Craig because of the
So what was
rights.
The name yes. David
No,
Niven?
It was called Casino Royale.
It was Casino Royale, but it wasn't an
based on a book.
Bond film.
Yes.
Okay, question three. Name the Australian actor who played 007 and in what film?
Oh, Lazenby.
Wrong one. George Lazenby.
Yeah. George Lazenby. And do you remember the film? 1969.
Oh, God, it's hopeless.
Bond Down Under.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, well done, Brady. And Diana Rigg was the Bond girl who he actually married. She was the original Mrs. Bond.
He actually dated Barbara Streisand briefly as well.
No, get out of here.
When she was shooting a film in the UK in the 60s.
Oh, okay. So question four. Roger Moore was the next 007. Before becoming Bond, he was best known as Simon Templar in The Saint. But before that, he was a model. What did he used to model?
Underpants.
You say underpants. Brady, have a crack.
I think slacks. I can see him pointing in a catalogue.
Do you know what? You're very close, both of you boys. He modelled toothpaste and knitwear.
Oh.
He was known as, and I'm not making this up,
Big in cardigans.
Mr. Knitwear.
The Big Knit.
Oh, no. What a terrible nickname.
Twiggy the Shrimp, the Knit, the Big Knit.
Do you know what, though? When I was at the exhibition today, there was a ski suit that he had worn in one of his films. He's much thinner in real life than he looks on screen. Yeah.
Well, they always say the screen puts on 10 pounds.
Not great for me, though.
I'm on a permanent screen then, yeah.
Hence why we're all doing radio. Okay, so question five. I hope you're playing and keeping up with us at home.
Because we're doing really well. Okay. Yeah.
Question five, multiple choice. Timothy Dalton, also known as Bond number four, was born in A, England, B, Ireland, C, Scotland, or D, Wales. Andrew, you have to answer this second.
Wales?
I don't actually know, but I'm going to say Wales.
And you're both right. He was born in Colwyn Bay, Denbighshire. North Wales. That's a bit of an in-joke with us. Yeah, yeah. The reason why I've said England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales is because Scotland was obviously Sean Connery. Ireland was Pierce Brosnan. And Daniel Craig and...
The other one, Dalton.
No. Daniel Moore. Craig was born, and Roger Moore was born in England. Oh my God! Look, there's Moore. What was that? Where am I? What am I doing? Okay, so question six. This is the James Bond quiz. GoldenEye of 1995 was Pierce Brosnan's first Bond film. What did Ian Fleming also name GoldenEye?
Is this a rude question?
No.
His was winky.
Was that his Bond girl?
No. Oh, my God. That sounds really gross. We're not in Germany, boys. Come on. Calm down. So, what else did he call GoldenEye?
God knows.
Have a crack.
The eye that was golden? I don't know, Brady.
It was his winter home in Jamaica.
Oh.
So he had a winter home. That's very nice. He must have made a bit of money.
Do you know what?
Well, that wasn't in the film.
I read that at the bloody exhibition this afternoon. I told you I had a really bad memory.
You went wrong.
What do you do for a living again? Never mind. Okay. So, question seven. This is the last question.
Really not great at this.
I know.
Tag.
Daniel Craig is the current Bond. Right. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay.
See, we got that one right.
Not only is he part of the successful Bond franchise, but he's also part of three other successful film franchises. Could you name them?
Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kick the Bucket or whatever it's called.
So when you say franchises, do you just want all the names of the one franchise or you want multiple franchises?
There's multiple franchises that he's part of.
And the Golden Compass?
The Golden Compass.
What's it called? That thing with Nicole Kidman. With the giant polar bear.
Technically, that's only made one film, so it's not a franchise. Also...
Is he Harry Potter's hot uncle?
Nobody should have been. Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Oh, that's really? Right. Yes.
And he's also part of the Tintin franchise. He was the baddie in the last...
It was a cartoon,
film.
Brett. He didn't draw it. I'm not paying that one.
He's still part of the franchise. Now, look, we are asking everyone tonight, what is your Bond girl name? We do have a couple of tickets to give away. How to work out your Bond girl name? Guys, how do we do it?
Your surname is your mother's maiden name. So in my case, that's Gould. And your first name is the first name you had for your genitals. So in my case, again, that's Winky. So my Bond girl name is Winky Gould. We've had some others come through.
Yes.
Mary
yes,
Jane
Ian
Gould.
Said in, he's GoldenEye Fleming.
Okay, bless. All right, so now we've talked about View to a Kill. It's one of my favourite 80s Bonds.
It's my favourite film and possibly my favourite theme song as well, I think. It's Duran Duran.
Oh, back in 1985. It's the very Bond affair on Joy 94.9 tonight.
Radio. Online. All the time. Joy.org.au.
It's the Bond affair tonight on Joy 94.9. We're playing all lots of Bond music and we're talking lots of Bond films. It's Brett and our special guest, Andrew.
Oh, Andy, welcome back.
Thank you, Britt. Thank you, Britt. And he came in for a sit down. Yeah.
Well, look, while you're here, we may as well make you do something. What's your favourite Bond film?
Favourite Bond film is actually Casino Royale.
Yeah.
I went off Bond for a while. I did love the sort of the glamour of the 60s, the campiness of the 70s. Didn't really get into the 80s Bonds. But yeah, I think Casino Royale, when the first Daniel Craig, when it was just, it had a bit of everything. I loved the opening sequence, the chase sequence through the streets.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I loved the closing sequence where that house sank in Venice. It was, had a bit of everything for me. So yeah, Casino Royale. What about you?
I think it's A View to a Kill.
Look, it is pretty special.
It is pretty special.
When we were playing it before, do you remember the opening theme? And there was lots of lasers.
No, do you know what, though? I remember the opening, like, sequence, which is on the Eiffel Tower.
Yes.
And he and James is chasing Grace Jones.
Yes, Mayday.
Mayday. And she, like, jumps off the Eiffel Tower. But do you remember in the video clip, had Duran Duran on the Eiffel Tower?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was all intercut with it. Yeah. But, yeah, no, look, I think that's a great one. It's great. It's got all the special effects for me, and it's cheesy and, you know,
Look. Look, Skyfall for me, I love all the Daniel Craig Bonds because it's darker, but it's glamorous and it's exciting. He's more like an action hero.
Do you not think it takes, like, he's just like Jason Bourne. He's just like an action hero. It doesn't have that Bond kind of cheesiness to it. I kind of miss that.
But that was really Roger Moore. The cheesiness.
Sean Connery had a few cheesy lines with the ladies as well.
The one-liners are pretty bad in Dr. No and Goldfinger. Oh, I'm pussy galore, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but we are asking the question about the dirty language.
Well, it may well be.
Spoken like a true nun.
The best Bond girl name. I was going to say something else because obviously we've worked out Bond girl names is... As a child, the first name is what you would call your genitalia as a child, and the last name would be your mother's maiden name. And we've had some very funny ones. We've got some giveaways to do. Look, for me, around Bond, though, I don't know. I just found Roger Moore, it just got really camp and really irrelevant stuff. Like, there's a start of one Bond film, and I actually think it's A View to a Kill, where he's escaping people in a snowfield somewhere in Russia, and then all of a sudden his skis break and he makes this makeshift snowboard, and then they play the Beach Boys. And it was sort of like camp and irrelevant.
My other thing with Roger Moore, although he is my favourite Bond, and that was probably my favourite Bond film, he's kind of a little old too. To be getting all the lady.
You could see the wig by the end. But when he's coming to the end of his run, you could see the toupe. It was the toupee glue around the front was starting to show.
Well, it's when you're doing all those action sequences, it plays havoc with your hair.
Absolutely.
Well,
if he was doing the action sequence and not his stuntman.
Yeah, actually, I was watching a little bit of one of the Pierce Brosnan ones today at the exhibition, and there was some bad blue screen action there. Yeah. He ended up like parasailing, and
that was my worst Pierce Brosnan, because the first two, there was GoldenEye and Die Another Day
was his last one.
Yeah, no, it was The World Is Not Enough. Those two were great, and the Die Another Day was ridiculous, where they had the invisible car and he was surfing on a bit of old plane, I think it was, with a parachute.
Yeah, yes. But
it just lost me.
Yes, and it had Madonna.
Oh, and that stupid scene where she had to be a lesbian and she actually said it, because, you know, she wasn't going to be seen as a Bond girl, so she had to kiss another girl to show that she was a lesbian, so she wasn't attracted to James Bond. I mean, how ridiculous is that woman sometimes?
Whatever. More music?
More music. Now, excellent. Andy, you've chosen the next track.
I have. It's one of my favourite Bond songs from one of my least favourite Bond films. It's the divine Gladys Knight singing what actually is the longest Bond song ever. It sounds like it's going to go on for about 25 weeks, but it's not. You've got the next 5 minutes with the divine Gladys Knight singing License to Kill.
You're listening to The Bond Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
We have come to another end, the other end. We've come to the end of another episode of The Affair. Tonight it has been the James Bond Affair.
Absolutely. And for those of you who'd like to know, there is the exhibition currently at the Melbourne Museum running to the 23rd of Feb. For
get
all those
on board.
Bond fans.
Now, we have been tonight asking people to message in with what their Bond girl name would be, which is your mother's maiden name and the first name you gave your private parts.
Hey, last two messages have come in. Alistair from Carnegie. My name would be Dickie Bird Cobain. I think it sounds more like a support character in a Disney animation than a sassy bikini clad Bond temptress.
I think it sounds more like a Carry On character.
It does, doesn't it? Andy, you have got one as well.
Yeah, I've got one from the gorgeous Christy in Northcote, and she says that her Bond name would be Tuppence Paul. So
I like that. Hey. I like that.
Oh my God.
We won't be back next week.
No.
We're having a week off.
Yes.
Chappelle will be here for 2 hours instead. But then the following week, so 2 weeks from now, it's Joy's 20th birthday celebration. Woo. So we'll be backtracking to 1993.
We are going to do all 1993. Brady, I'm so excited. Well, I think I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Goodness. Now, Andy, you've chosen the last track for tonight. You've been a wonderful guest, by the way.
Thank you very much. It was lovely for you both to have me in. But yeah, I've chosen Skyfall, which is, look, I love my Bond themes like my barmaids. I like them big and I like them brassy. Look, it's the most recent film and it's also the only Bond theme to ever win an Oscar. And it's by the beautiful Adele. So to play us out tonight, we've got Skyfall.
Final words, boys.
Affair. The Affair.
I went dry then.
First time for everything. Good night, Australia.
Joy.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.